Hey, Bogart.
What?
Got yourself a side gig, do you?
A side gig?
In this building that you live in?
In what?
Yeah, Josh, get a load of this.
Doing what?
Well, you tell me. Here's what I know that you do. I was taking the elevator up here, and Josh, listen to this poster that I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Yep.
This is for the holiday party for this building.
Okay.
It's going to be next Sunday, I think. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But Michael's Music Machine will be performing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, if you were ever going to call a band of your own anything, it would have been Michael's Music Machine, so this must be you.
As I recall from the poster, there will be singing, dancing, and clapping.
Yeah, I was going to call that out. I can't believe clapping was included as a third activity.
For a whole hour.
So you and I are both familiar with this poster, mm-hmm. and you can only be familiar if you are Michael's Music Machine, I'd imagine.
Well, I do live here.
There's no way you've read the same poster. Is the clapping a part of your act? Are you just telling people to get ready to clap? What's the deal, Michael's Music Machine?
Yeah, it's the whole act.
The whole time.
You're just clapping?
Well, we're singing and dancing and clapping.
Right.
Wait, there is a band.
For, well, everybody.
So we lead
everyone in a sing, dance, clap session for an hour, and then we stop.
So is it a cappella that you're leading, or?
Well, no.
See, I have to ask Josh, I honestly thought at first he had a physical music machine.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like.
That's the thing. The machine is you.
Oh, okay.
Your body. We're all music machines.
Humans are the ultimate machines.
Oh.
Michael's Music Machine. Here I am.
You know, it's really weird you guys say that. I almost took a picture of an ad, but I didn't want to, like, make fun of whoever wrote the ad. For some reason, I felt bad for the copywriter. But it was talking about how, like, childbirth or something, we can maximize human machine efficiency. I'm like, what the fuck? It was like the weird health insurance ad talking about how humans are the ultimate machines. And I'm like, are you just telling me what you're going to do with
us in a few years?
I thought
that was BMWs.
Did you hear about that South Dakota ad?
Oh my God, what happened?
That they're like anti-meth, anti-drug slogan is meth, we're on it.
Meth, we're on it.
They're on the problem.
And the drug.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh, did you run across that ad as you were flying straight from one side of the country to the other?
I didn't. It was just kind of making the rounds on the internet.
Do they show sky ads?
Yeah. I am in Boston, though.
Hey.
Currently recording in Kendra's kitchen.
Oh, that sounds like a TV show.
Kendra's Kitchen.
Which is another... Wow, we got a lot of alliteration here. We got Mike's Music Machine and Kendra's Kitchen.
What's Josh's J thing?
Jack in the Box. My head just pops right out.
Oh,
Josh is
what?
Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
What do you mean your head pops right out?
Yeah.
Josh's Jack in the Box will be performing with Michael's Music Machine in Kendra's Kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Happy holidays, building people.
You're listening to Instead Up, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Captain Johnny, and me, Mike Bogart.
Hey, Mike, what is your music machine's hit single?
Do It Yourself. DIY in parentheses.
Do It Yourself DIY.
Mm-hmm.
How's it go? He's just slapping the inside of his thighs. He literally meant you are the music machine. You use yourself to make sounds not out of your mouth for some reason.
Well, I did it.
You did what?
I did what you said, Josh.
Uh-huh.
And I walked a different way to work, to and from, every day this week.
No way!
Awesome. Good for you.
Yeah, 10 different commutes.
That's incredible.
Thanks. It was hard.
Mm-hmm. It was hard?
It was difficult to do.
How far are your commutes typically?
Well, 8 minutes, 4 blocks.
Okay. So
five blocks.
Where'd you go? What'd you see?
Well... Here's the thing. I'm routinely late, so I had to, and I live on a grid.
Right.
So I had to vary it by like going in different buildings or, you know.
That was smart.
Visiting different areas.
Sure.
Let's see. What did I do? I went in the Hilton and I saw a giant gingerbread replica of the Hilton.
That's awesome.
Inside the Hilton?
Inside the Hilton.
Wow.
Yeah. It has.
Did you take a bite?
You can't eat it. It smells great, though.
I'd
it
imagine.
Smells edible.
Hey, I just went to the Hilton, too.
Different Hilton.
Oh, okay.
Different
Hilton. Go on.
380 pounds of flour in that thing.
Holy shit.
380 pounds of flour?
40 pounds of egg whites.
Whoa.
What do they do with the yolks?
Eat them. okay, what else did I say?
Here, everybody, eat these while we make this gingerbread Hilton. I don't want any more yolks.
On Tuesday, I walked in the park and I got some new content for Helicopter Watchdog. So
perfect.
Saw some helicopters.
did you post?
I did.
You said, do you keep that active?
Every so often.
Everybody is talking about a Twitter handle he has, at Helicopter Watchdog.
Yeah.
Where he lets you know if there's a helicopter there or not.
And what it's up to.
And what? How do you know that part?
Well, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm just bringing it to the attention. We crowdsource, where is this helicopter going?
Bring it to the people.
It's amazing. You know what you need?
Yeah.
You need a helicopter that flies above the helicopters.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
A meta helicopter.
You would be a helicopter watchdog helicopter.
That's true. Okay, good idea. What else?
And then he could tweet funny things about being a helicopter.
I walked by a lot of my former colleagues.
Mm. Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah.
You say hello?
No eye contact.
Oh, okay.
Very awkward.
Wait, why is that awkward?
Well, they're having a party without me.
Oh!
They're your former colleagues.
Well, I know, but...
Where was the party?
We never had any parties when I worked there.
What do you think they were celebrating? I'm sorry, Mike. That was mean.
They have a, like a storefront kind of window, and they're all in there laughing, and it looked like, you know, like a fun holiday party.
This is amazing. You saw holiday cheer, and it made you sad.
It did. I went into a haunted hotel.
Oh,
what?
Congress Plaza.
It's haunted in there?
No, I didn't see any ghosts.
Oh.
I did use the restroom.
Oh, I love doing that.
Good bathroom.
Nice.
Finally, yesterday, actually, I was up in Amanda's neighborhood with Amanda.
Yep.
We were walking home, and we took a different street than normal.
Nice.
Guess who we ran into?
Obama.
Mayor Daley.
Okay, no, but damn.
Are you sure the political powers that were weren't walking around that neighborhood?
I ran into Jeff, the neighborhood cat.
Jeff, the neighborhood cat.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, there was a sign up on this porch that said, like, hi, I'm Jeff. Don't worry, I'm fine.
Oh,
wow.
I was a formerly homeless feral cat. I've been taken in. I'm, like, I have a home. I sleep inside. I get fed. I just like being outside, so don't worry about me. I'm fine.
That's great.
That's nice.
Yeah.
At what point do you think he learned conversational English?
Well, I'll tell you this. He's a friendly man.
That's good.
Yeah. Such a nice cat.
What did he look like?
He was gray.
Oh.
Well fed.
That's nice.
He had a messed up... He clearly had been in some fights.
Oh.
He'd been in some fights?
As a homeless field cat.
Damn.
It also said he likes to kill rats.
Oh, shit.
But not eat them.
Okay.
So that's good.
I hear that's the move.
There's
for
poison
cats.
In them and stuff. Hmm. But yeah, he just kind of was patrolling. He was walking down the sidewalk, stopping to like chat with folks. He was like holding court in the neighborhood. It was great.
Hmm.
Did you meet him?
I met him.
Yeah. So what'd you talk about?
Amanda definitely met him.
P.S. Before I forget, thank you for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to you and Amanda. Hey, Josh. Well, oh no, you're going to feel like Mike felt seeing his old colleagues.
Why?
But we had a double date dinner.
Oh.
Yeah. Well,
quite nice. Thank you again.
It was BYOB, and I did bring a bottle of wine that said Josh on it.
Oh.
Yeah, I took a video. So, you know, you were there in spirit,
in name.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with that wine.
We drank your blood.
Yeah, I took a video, and then, you know, so we said, now Josh can still be fifth wheel. That's what we said.
You said that?
Said that out loud, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, you did.
But it was
in a
jokey way.
Yeah, it was a joke. It was funny.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing about it, yeah. So anyway, my instead of Jeff, what would you do if you were the neighborhood cat?
Fascinating.
Hmm.
You're the neighborhood cat. You have a home.
Yep.
You can eat.
Do I live in Amanda's neighborhood?
Lincoln Park.
Okay. I can do a lot with this.
So I don't think I know Linkin Park.
It's like an upscale.
It's an upscale, yeah, wow. Bougie.
That's what the first word we both went to, huh? It's like it's where DePaul University is.
Tevin, which neighborhood is it closest to in Seattle, would you say?
That's a really good question. It's like, it's a little bit livelier than that. It's just Seattle doesn't have a lot of lively spots and tall buildings, but it's like the nicer parts of U District, I guess. But like, yeah, that's what I'd say. Nicer parts of U District.
Okay, okay.
There you go.
Hmm. Yeah. But like the houses aren't as humongous and there's like, they're a lot more clustered and, you know, Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wanted to say a sentence like that.
I think I would want, like, kind of pulling in what you were saying about that gingerbread house, the scale model of the hotel. I would want, like, a scale model of the Sears Tower that I could be perched on top of to just kind of watch. Cats love being up high. They love watching stuff.
That's very nice.
That's fun. Yeah.
Josh, the neighborhood cat, he sits on this tower.
I bet you could become Instagram famous pretty quick.
Yeah.
Would that be a goal of yours if you're a neighborhood cat?
Here we go. Yes, because the lights in my scale tower, I can change the colors from different buttons that I can hit with my paws up there. And so, you know how there are those mood rings and you've got that little key that's like, if it's orange, you're feeling jealous. If it's yellow, you're feeling happy. Like that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So people
wow,
could
it's
like
such a close line between happiness and jealousy. I had no idea.
Yeah, it was probably green as jealousy. I don't know, but
that makes sense.
But anyway, people could like check in and be like, "Oh, he's you know, he's feeling pensive today."
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were going to communicate messages. Like sometimes they light up the real Sears Tower to be like, "Go Bears," and
yeah,
then the Bears let them down. Typically,
oh. Okay. Well, I wouldn't let him down.
But I mean, in this case, yeah, yeah, I got it. But you could communicate like messages to show that you're a part of the neighborhood too. Like if they were having a street fest,
yeah,
you could light up the little windows that say "Happy Street Fest."
Yeah, I could do that.
You could.
You clearly know how to type in English,
right?
So you, if you're a cat, you want to go inside a building and start typing.
He wants
to
be atop
on top
a building.
Yes,
like
on
King
top,
Kong.
On top. Okay, yes. You're still visible.
Yeah, King Cat.
King Cat.
This is a great Instagram post.
King Cat with a K?
Yeah.
I mean, it begs the endorsement, right?
From? Don't you dare.
Kit Kat.
Oh, okay.
What the hell did you think I was
going
to say?
I thought you were going with the alliteration of K's and adding a third one.
Me too. Me too.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I am not the white person here. You do and your ilk started this.
Oh, Jesus.
Deal with it. All right, let's see. Neighborhood cats. Let's draw it back to present times. Okay, Josh, I feel like you are pretty satisfied sitting atop the scale model of the Sears Tower displaying your messages.
Yeah.
It's good living. It's going to be hard to beat for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want my name to be Eddie.
Eddie.
Eddie the street cat.
Eddie. With the street cat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes me seem a little tough. I want a leather jacket on.
Okay. That's what I'm picturing.
Pack of smokes.
You smoke?
Of course I smoke.
You're a street cat.
I'm a street cat.
Do you like lean against the street light kind of thing?
Yeah. And I don't smoke cigarettes.
No?
I am the first marijuana cat.
Okay. You sound cool.
Who's cooler than me?
I don't know. Nobody.
Eddie's in town.
And you have a home.
Yeah, oh yeah, I forgot about my home.
You should have a little drop box where people can drop off, like, joints for you.
Oh, that would be nice.
You could be like catnip dispensary.
That'd be great. You know what? I bet I could even broker a peace with the rats.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Here, rats, let me talk to you. Instead of murder, and then I just blow a bunch of smoke in their faces. They get real high, they eat the garbage that they like, no one gets hurt.
Okay.
I feel like cat scratch fever has to be a strain, right?
That sounds like something I don't want to smoke as Eddie the Cat.
No? Okay.
It's not so aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean, you're Eddie the Cat with a leather jacket.
Yeah, but I'm not Teddy Nugent the Cat.
So we haven't done a fill in the blank on a news story in a little while. So I figured I'd throw one your way and see if you could guess.
Have we done that more than once?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
It sounds fun.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. More than 150 pounds of black market blank seized in Texas, border agents say.
Salsa.
CDs.
CDs?
Okay. Yeah.
Compact discs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I just think that's what it is.
What's on there?
These were seized Thursday morning of 2019, Mike.
Okay. MP3 players.
Sorry, now the more and more I think about the salsa, the tougher and tougher it is to hide drugs in salsa, isn't it? Or can I just kind of put it in, like, bags and hide it in salsa? Actually, maybe it's a good idea. Anyway, what's the real answer?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, so are you bringing drugs? It doesn't matter. It's black market bologna.
Pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's CD-shaped.
CD-shaped.
If you combine our two answers, we're damn close.
Yeah. Salsa, compact discs, bologna.
They confiscated 14 rolls of Mexican bologna on Thursday morning, seized because it's a prohibited product made from pork, has the potential for introducing foreign animal diseases to the U.S. pork industry. Let's see. Officers spotted red rolls behind the back seat of a truck that rolled in Thursday morning. They asked what he was bringing from Mexico, and he responded, frozen rolls of turkey ham.
Okay. Mm.
They confiscated more than 154 pounds of it, destroyed it, released the driver. That's nice.
Yeah.
That is nice.
It's just bologna.
Yeah.
Mexican bologna?
Yeah.
I never heard that before.
Me neither.
I guess it's as racist as Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
If that's racist at all, we all love that term.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we can be cool about not being racist in this regard.
Yeah, it seems fine.
It is Mexican bologna.
Yeah.
Right.
By definition.
Yeah. So, instead of just keeping it in the back of a truck, how would you smuggle 150 pounds of bologna? And then I do have a follow-up for us after you have decided.
I got mine, Mike. Do you have yours?
It's, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to slice all the bologna into the CD shapes and put it on top of a layer of, like, sticky clothing shape, whatever. I'm wearing something that you could stick bologna to underneath my clothes, but on top of my skin. Put all, like, I'm roughly that weight. I'm sure if you wrap me in bologna, I can carry that weight. I could be a 300-pound man.
Okay.
And, you know, I just kind of, like, drive the car. I'm waddling. No one's asking, right? It's like, hey, what are you bringing with you? Nothing? Just your person? Great. Come on in.
Okay.
And then I'd get in.
So you're, like, you're a baloney mummy under your clothes.
Yeah. And it works.
150 pounds of baloney mummy wrapping.
That's exactly right.
How do you, and then you just put clothes on over it?
Yeah, of course. I put clothes on over it that you would never feel like I had bologna underneath. Right. But you know what? I would now appear to be the kind of, like, person who might smell like bologna in this situation.
Oh.
And your body temp is, like, 98 degrees. You might cook the bologna.
I might cook the bologna.
I don't think bologna cooks at 100 degrees.
Yeah, Mike, you can't cook bologna. What are you talking about?
If it's in there long enough.
It's not inside me.
Well, it's
that's
inside
where it's 98
you.
Degrees. It's not 98 degrees outside of
that's
me.
That's true. That's true.
God.
That's true.
All right, let's hear your idea.
Well, I was going to put it in a cooler.
Okay.
You said it was frozen. But no, I think you should cut it into the shape of a CD, put it under a CD-ROM, put a CD, you know, in the case, in the jewel case,
sure.
Put a real CD over it.
Oh.
Boom.
I like that.
Because you could fit two CDs in those things.
See, that's the exact thing I'm going to challenge you on.
You don't think you can?
Not in
the one always flops off?
It always does.
That's true. It's going to be bumpy in that truck.
And it depends how many of, like, those little rings are on the center. You know, like, you have to, like, lock your CD into the case?
Yeah.
And there was always, like, those nine little first order looking
shapes.
I'm
going to get a lot of bologna stuck in those little ridges.
You're going to lose at least 8% of your bologna
profits.
That's
true. That's true.
Also, I just want to challenge you a little bit on this, Mike. I don't think you need to say slice it into CD shapes. I think that if you slice bologna, it's just kind of there already. Or are you saying that you need to cut out the little hole in the center?
You do need to cut out the little hole.
Okay, so you're making bologna bagels, kind of.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then it's a perfect distribution vehicle.
That's true. I like both of these a lot. I think... let's go with Tappan's. I think that Tappan's is a little less likely to be caught because if you're importing product, I think they might look closely at that anyway.
That's true.
That's a fair point.
They might ask if you have, like, import forms for these CDs or whatever.
Right. Why do all these CDs smell like bologna?
Yeah.
What is this band? The Balonies? No, it's Mike's Musical Machine.
Yeah, I'm a band. I'm a one-man band.
Well, today, Mike... Today, you are a Border Patrol agent, And I just want to kind of play this out. Like, Tappan's got a decent idea on his hands, but let's actually role play this with Tappan rolling up to your...
I don't have any of it on my hands, just so you know.
Okay.
It cuts off at the wrist.
It has to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wear bologna on my face.
But Tappan, you're driving your truck, like...
Okay.
And now you pull over.
What a familiar situation for me to be in. Let's go.
Hello.
Hi.
What are you doing?
Trying to get into America.
Oh, how come?
I live there.
Business or pleasure?
No, I live there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Living reasons.
That's right. I was just visiting Mexico.
That makes sense. Do you have fun?
I had a great time in Mexico. Have you been?
I have been. I had a good time, too. What'd you do?
Wait, you mean you leave this, like... toll booth, and then sometimes you go into Mexico? Or yeah. do you have to get checked in?
Yeah.
Someone checks you in?
Yeah, you know, honor system.
Honor system?
Someone checks me in.
What about the paperwork I have to do?
By the way,
here's my paperwork.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, this looks good.
Checks out, right?
Yeah. What do you got?
You're in just an honor system?
Well.
That doesn't make sense. Why did I have to do all this?
It's cool. It's cool if you work here, you know.
But you're saying the paperwork looks good?
The paperwork looks good.
All right. Well, let me go then.
Well...
I'm going to go ahead and get out of here.
Okay.
I can't believe you get away with doing so little.
Take a look at that ID again. Put on some weight, I see.
He's gone, Mike. You just missed it.
I better call this one in, huh?
You're just talking to yourself.
Maybe I should call this one in.
You're just standing there talking to yourself.
Okay. Well, let's switch it up. Let's see if either of you can catch the criminal importation of baloney here.
All right. What's in the cooler?
CDs?
Why? Why?
I'm a band.
You're a band? So you put CDs in the cooler?
I'm a really popular in Mexico, but you probably haven't heard of me in the U.S.
I want to listen. Play one of the CDs. No, what is this? Arrest this man. He's hitting himself on the inside of the legs.
I got some new shoes.
Oh, nice. What kind?
like boots for the winter.
Oh.
Because my other one's broke.
How do you break shoes?
Well, they were pretty old, and they had a buckle on them that had a plastic fastener, and the plastic finally gave in, you know?
Okay. So, like, that sounds like worn out. When you say you broke your shoes, I'm imagining, like, your shoe snapped in half while you were walking across a bridge.
Wouldn't that be great?
No.
Just, like, poof, the whole thing just pops open. You just step right out of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm imagining, like
a cartoon.
Broken half along the sole or something. So now you're just
wearing,
like, toeless. All you got is heel protection. Yeah.
That would hate that. I think the other way would be funny.
Hmm.
These ones are leather, though.
Okay. Timberland?
Chaco.
I've never heard of Chaco.
They normally make sandals, which is the opposite of boots, I understand, but these, I'm sure it'll be fine.
That sounds like a broken boot. So maybe when these end up breaking, you got a full boot.
Wait, what?
I mean, if it breaks horizontally along the boot instead of vertically, like I was previously saying... Then, like, the top covering of the boot breaks off, and you've still got the sole, and maybe enough to just, like, hold your toes in there.
Right.
Yeah.
A normal Chaco sandal. There you go.
Normal flip-flop. Yeah.
Got it.
Dudes, I saw The Irishman, and it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, you've been talking about it nonstop.
I loved that movie so much.
The Irishman.
Oh, my gosh.
It's 3.5 hours long, though.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch it again and again and again. Ugh, what a beautiful film.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, just I can't wait for it to be... Like, I saw it in theaters because they put it in theaters before they put it on Netflix.
Right.
Everybody's going to be on Netflix. You should all watch it if you like movies.
Which one is this?
This is the Martin Scorsese movie, and it has... Listen to this cast. The top three billed actors are Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and coming out of retirement in an absolutely perfect performance, Joe Pesci.
Mm. Oh, okay.
The old gang.
The old gang.
Back together.
Back together. How yeah. cool is this? What kind of? I don't think they've ever been back together.
Yeah, I'm not
together.
Sure. Have they ever been in the same movie?
I don't know, but it's like it's just awesome. They are wonderful together. But these are three old cinematic friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like they've been in the industry since what? Like the 70s? It's maybe yeah, even late 60s.
Is this why you asked me to download Casino for you?
Yeah, I'm like I want to watch Heat now. I've never seen yeah. Heat, but I hear it's got one of the most intense De Niro Pacino scenes of all time.
Yeah.
But after what I just saw, I don't know. What, oh. It was pretty beautiful.
Okay.
But anyway, I'll give it a shot. And then I want to see Casino because I've never seen Casino. Anyway, also, like, I love Paul Thomas Anderson. I love the Coen brothers. They're like my favorites. But mm-hmm. Martin Scorsese is goddamn incredible.
Yeah. Mm. Like, he is.
Consider how old he is, everybody.
How old is he?
I don't know, but he's old as fuck. And he's making these movies and he's made them forever and they've been in, like, just excellent forever. But here's my instead of. Instead of this gang and them getting together 50 years after they've started like becoming a gang and forming work, we've been working together for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right?
2.5.
Imagine 2.5.
2.5.
Let's put ourselves 50 years in the future.
Okay.
Okay.
What project do we come back together to work on? Who is our do we have a Scorsese? I don't know. But like, who is uniting us even? Mm. I feel like we are the actors.
Oh.
Yeah. Is it Quinn?
Is it Quinn?
I was going to say, I'm the uniter.
Oh, okay. It's Josh.
Yeah.
Well, so you want to be a director actor?
I think so. I mean, I feel like I'm the one that kind of like reels everybody in a little bit sometimes.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah. So 50 years from now, we're acting in a Josh production.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's our big reunion project.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're on the silver screen. Oh, well, no, I guess what year would that be 50 years from now?
That would be like
2069, man.
I honestly did not mean to do that. But they probably still have movies in 2069, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Probably entertain them. Okay, Josh, what have you brought us back for? What is your absolute like career oeuvre?
Okay.
I didn't use that right.
Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to reboot Grumpy Old Men.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
Okay, you guys
That's
hate
what we
this.
Came back for?
This.
Okay.
Yes.
Well.
We came back for a reboot?
Yes. Because it's Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon.
Your first reason is because it's Walter Matthau.
Well, no, I mean they're like grumpy old men, but it's a comedy, and I figure that we'll be, you know, pretty old men 50 years from now.
Yeah,
yeah,
you'll be in triple digits.
No, but we'll be in our 80s, and I don't know. I feel like being in our 80s, we can get into some hijinks, and we can kind of be those funny, grumpy old men that still don't take life seriously.
You know, I bet in the future they probably won't have had an old guys being grumpy movie. Like, to the future, you know, in the context yeah. of being in the future, we're right. gonna have a lot more to be grumpy about.
I'm grumpy already.
And here's the thing, it's gonna be a twist because a third of the way through the movie, you realize this isn't a movie about three old farts just talking and having a blast but also being grumpy. This is actually secretly an action movie.
Oh!
Where we do our own stunts.
Okay.
Now we are also the Expendables.
Yes.
I love it.
What kind of stunts are we doing?
Rolling? There will be some rolling. I feel...
Okay.
By that point in time...
In what direction?
There will be electric surfboards.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Definitely.
And all three of us need to catch some waves to stop a getaway cruise ship.
Oh.
So we're going to take those electric surfboards, get on the cruise ship, get into a mm-hmm. fist fight with a captain and his crew that have hijacked. They're actually impersonating the original captain and their crew.
Mm.
So we're saving the day, but also there's a mystery because right. we need to figure out who the real captain is. So we're also detectives.
Oh.
I see.
Yeah.
This is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Very aquatic.
Yeah.
I guess climate change, a lot more water. I like this.
That's topical, yeah.
Cruise ships.
Yeah. Makes sense.
You know what I have always thought was kind of funny is everyone's like, cruise ships, look at all this pollution they cause.
Yeah.
So much melting because of them.
We can do a whodunit murder on there too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But hang on, Mike. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a cruise ship,
mm-hmm.
don't I want more water?
You're
don't
dying
I
for
want
water.
Shit to melt?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't I want the whole world to be cruisable?
You do.
So if I'm a cruise ship CEO, what mm-hmm. argument are you making to me? My evil plan is working. Are you just telling me, hey, good job? Anyway, so that's what I think. That's who we're dealing with. We're dealing with that. That's our villain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's his name?
Well, it's not a his.
What is it?
It's a lady robot.
Okay.
Okay.
But she's more lady than robot. She okay. just has robotic parts.
Yeah, we're all cyborgs by then anyway.
Oh, we have robotic parts?
I mean, everybody's gone in 50 years.
We're 81 by then.
Mike, what robotic body part do you want?
You know.
Why would you want a robot dick?
I want robotic pecs.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I need the pushing power. I'll be the pushing one on the team.
Okay.
I push things out of the way.
You can do that with your pecs?
Yeah.
What about like strong hands?
I'm the upper body man.
Okay.
That's me. All robotic right. biceps, the works.
Remember that a third of this movie through, we're going to be on surfboards.
That mm-hmm. sounds fine.
You're going to be pretty
I'm
top
waterproof.
Heavy. No, you're top heavy.
Yeah.
You're going to fall.
I do leg day, man.
Oh, okay. Josh, what's your robotic body part?
I'm going to have bionic eyes.
Ah. I like that you made both of them bionic.
Yeah.
I hate that they only go for one.
Yeah. No, I want
Why
both.
Why do you need another eye that looks normal?
I want both, and bionic eyes in the future let you zoom in on things. So we could be like on
of
our surfboards miles at sea away from this cruise
right.
ship. And you
That's
could just,
important.
Like, there's that close up on my face, and you just see like the lens kind of focusing, and then you see the first person view of what I see on the movie.
Nice.
And so you yeah. just see in the future, and it's like, they're there, south, southwest.
Yeah,
nice.
The scout.
I like that.
The scout.
And then when it pulls back to the wide shot of the three of us on surfboards that are electric and move themselves, are we all like bald and old? Like, what's the
yeah,
deal?
We're old. We're in our
yeah.
80s,
yeah,
man.
We're old as hell.
Yeah.
All right. Well, geez. So let's go fight this supervillain lady cruise ship CEO.
Okay.
Okay.
She's definitely on that cruise ship. That south, southwest.
Right.
This is our Irishman? God, this
yeah.
movie is so different from the Irishman. Well, but in some ways, also so similar.
It's Robot Scorsese.
No, it's not. It's not Robot Scorsese. Okay, so let's say we've made it onto the boat.
Uh-huh.
And what I ended up having, my hand, they cut off my hands, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And you could put different stuff on my hands. So
cool.
Right now, yeah, it's great. And I wear a belt of all the different stuff you can wear.
Oh, nice.
It's great.
Like Mr. Potato Head.
That's yeah.
kind of creepy, too.
I know. But in this case, what I'm going to do is get Josh's favorite grappling hook hands.
Yeah.
Mm. And you guys just grab onto my robot back,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
I'll pull us up atop the cruise ship.
Okay.
Because unless our surfboards can hover, can they just take us to the top of the cruise ship?
Probably, yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're
okay,
electric.
Okay. So I'll let me unhook the grappling hooks. I'll put the guns on.
Oh,
all right. I got
nice.
Guns.
Okay,
we're here. Josh, lead the way. You said you were our. I really hate saying this. You said you were our leader.
Are you the brain?
Well, I don't know that I'm the brain. I was just going to say that I'm kind of the person that like arranges us. Like you guys were watching stuff about the Bulls before we started recording today, and I had to be like, okay, what's
oh,
going
dude.
On?
Shout out to the Chicago Bulls.
Shout out to the Bulls.
One of the most iconic. Regular season victories I have ever seen the highlight video of.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But anyway,
incredible.
So
good job, boys.
So I'm in front and we're going up to the captain's chambers.
Right.
All
right.
The bridge.
Do you need me to shoot anybody?
Do you need
well,
any pushing?
Let's we will. We definitely will.
Okay.
And okay. because it's an action movie, everybody's going to need to have like a line that we can use in the trailer. And so there'll be a guard outside and it'll be like, nothing illegal going on in here. And I'll have to say something like, I wasn't born yesterday, you know, because we're old.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say something about your eyes.
No.
Me too. We're old, though.
Maybe
right.
you could say, I wasn't born yesterday, you know, and then wink your robot eye at him.
Okay. I could do that.
And then I'll say, switch up my pills, and I'll change my hands. I call them my pills.
Why do you have pills for hands?
I don't know. That's what they call these future hands. They call them pills.
Okay.
P-L-S.
Okay.
Someone get me my pills. That's what I'll say. That's my line.
It's going to be a lot of world building in this one.
But then I'll definitely need some pushing or shooting.
Mm-hmm. I'll do, I'm your pusher man. That's what I'll say.
That's already a song. It's a Justin Timberlake song.
Yeah, that's fine. This is 50 years from then.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won't be able to take credit.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you going to push people?
I'm going to push people. I'm going to shove people. I could push boxes under ledges that you might want to jump up to.
Uh-huh.
Well, at this point, we have surfboards that can hover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see?
I could do push-ups.
Can't your robot pecs do anything else?
They're mostly for pushing.
Why do you keep insisting on that?
Do you have robot nipples that'll do anything special?
Like Austin Powers' lady robots.
You already have guns for hands.
I have a lot of stuff. I could switch stuff out. But like, can yours do any sci-fi stuff? Can they like shoot webs. Electromagnetic or webs?
Or nets. I could catch people in nipple nets.
So you're the guy who shoves people and... Or catches them with nipple nets.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's what your life amounted to in movie form 50 years from now. I like it.
That's what I'm known for.
Okay, so now somehow we've advanced. There she is, the boss.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll shoot a net. I'll try a net at first.
She's definitely going to dodge the net, Mike.
Well, you got to get her moving. You got to mix things up.
You want me to shoot at
Someone's
her?
Someone's got to start this thing. I'll Josh, take the first shot.
Josh, what do you see?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to zoom in. I can see her serial number.
Oh, so she is a robot.
Oh.
Yeah, big twist.
You said that she's robot.
I said she was more lady than robot, but now we find out that she's been robot all along.
Well, I mean, she could still be a cyborg, but some important part of her is still robotic. Like
the brain. Heart.
Oh, Mike, I like that we went in two very different directions.
And I can see the serial number, which means I'm still going to be the hacker of the group. That seems pretty on brand for me.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
So I'll manage to hack her based on that serial number because now I know how to get in.
Are you doing this while we're fighting her with nets and pushing and guns?
Yeah, you guys are you know, keeping her at bay while I'm typing away at an old school computer.
She's kicking our ass, Mike.
Okay, wait. I'll shove her to the ground. You shoot her.
There's no way you're going to land a shove or that I'm going to succeed.
She's too quick.
She's a robot.
Yeah, we need to appeal to her human heart.
Oh, right. Thank God. Do it.
You got me.
Mike, make her feel something.
Wait, I need to demonstrate the power of friendship between us. Oh, she got me.
Oh.
I'm going down.
Mike, no.
Man.
No, don't worry. It turns
out... It's been
out,
81 years.
No, shut up. Listen, you're not dying. It turns out your just for pushing and nipple nets pecs are bulletproof.
Oh.
You're safe.
Well, that doesn't prove my point.
No, but you thought you were dying and I saved you with the truth.
Okay.
And she sees now how much, you know, we are honest with each other.
So...
And her heart, is she affected?
No, this is not really an emotional appeal.
All we need her to do is pause for a second.
Okay, Josh, shoot her.
Bang!
Wait, why are you shooting at her? I thought you were hacking her.
I don't know. Mike told me to shoot. It was instinct.
Where'd you get a gun? Oh, maybe I lost a hand.
Uh-huh.
The gun came to Josh while he was hacking. Mike comes to save me. She's ready to kill us both in an emotional moment. Josh can't figure out the hack, so he takes the gun and he shoots her.
Done. What's the scene right before the credits?
We're on the beach.
So we rode our... Do we take the boats back? Also, we found land. That's nice. In 20...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whatever, 69.
What are we doing?
We could just enjoy the cruise ship. There's so many amenities.
Yeah, wait. We're on the cruise ship already.
We could have a party.
Yeah.
We'll call Rodney Dangerfield's robot.
We're the heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We ride off into the sunset.
In the cruise ship?
Yeah.
That's a nice image.
Laying back, hands behind our heads.
Yeah. I'll shoot into the sky.
I'll do some push-ups.
Okay.
Josh will go whale watching.
And to leave room open for another sequel, we'll zoom in to what I see again. You see another cruise ship off in the distance. It's got like a pirate flag and black and red paint all over it or something. And it's like a to-be-continued thing. So we could totally fight another day.
Wait, I have an idea. I love everything you said. But before the to-be-continued, Can your zoomed in eye show them firing a cannonball directly at us?
And it's cyborgs that are also us.
Whoa! I don't think there's gonna be an Irishman too.
My fountain pen's running out of ink, I think.
It is?
Yeah, I gotta get some more ink.
You're gonna replace the ink?
Well, what else are you supposed to do?
How do you do? Do you unscrew the thing and the you put in another one?
Yeah, it's a cartridges.
Oh, it's cartridges. It's not like pouring ink.
No, no, I'm not gonna funnel ink.
You weren't like chewing on it and it didn't explode on your face.
No.
Speaking of, sorry, that changed direction. I have been given the all clear on a mustache.
Oh, okay.
Think I'm going to go ahead and do that this week.
Well, you got 1 week left.
I'm going to go. Why does everyone keep telling? Oh, Movember. Right. Yeah. I thought everyone's like, you're going to die in a week. Like, if the only thing people tell me is, oh, you got 1 week left. I'm like, you don't tell that to other people. But now I understand.
Is this a long-term mustache?
No. Well, I don't know. But where should I go? Where should I cut? So here's, I wanted to do the Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
That was not allowed. By
too
the
far down.
Powers that be. Yeah. So instead of my Hulk Hogan idea, give me a quick mustache solution. I'm gonna go to a barber shop and be like, shave me.
Can you keep the soul patch?
No, the soul patch has been. That was part of the trade negotiations.
Okay.
The triangle is now gone, or will now be gone.
Do the Ned Flanders.
Full bushy.
I could do that. Own a lot of crew neck sweaters these days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. But I mean, he wears a collar underneath his
You could
sweater.
Do a pencil thin.
No.
No?
No. That's too much. I'd look so creepy.
What? You know what? You could do pencil thin eyebrows. No
I don't
one's ever done
want that.
That.
No. I like Josh's idea. I'll do Josh's idea. Okay. Flanders.